Can I speak for both of us in this?
and you can speak for both of us about both being young, about the old, on the old goats thing.
But Sandy,
what do you mean we?
So I'm just saying, this is a real issue that the Democrats have to deal with on top of all the other things. How do they work that through? And when they made the decision to go with Joe Biden because they said he's the only one that can defeat Donald Trump, I remember distinctly when they said this is the reason we're going with Joe, because we don't think any of these other people has a snowball chance in hell to beat Donald Trump. Joe is tried and true. He's steady. We know who he is.
Well, to be honest with you, I think I might have even participated in that thought process. I went through this brief flurry with Michael Bloomberg, thinking this guy could be a savior, and that was a brief meteor.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. But then, you know, it was...
Well, you thought he was safe, right?
Yeah, I thought he was safe. I did worry about age. I didn't worry enough about that. And I do think that... I don't think Joe Biden's done anything badly. I just think he hasn't filled the office with the vigor that people with hope want their president to
But you
operate.
Talk about age... Bloomberg's got to be similar in age.
I know. I was foolish.
Right.
I mean, it had to do with vigor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and vigor and experience. But I think I kind of sorted through my brain, why is it that the Democrats have only older leaders? And I think it's because they've been a relatively powerful party, at least on a national plurality basis, for a long time. And so the people who are in power in the party have not had to give it up because the party has exhibited power, and so have they. So, you know, the people who had power in the party in the year 2000 continue to be there and be in power. And it's the party out of power that tends to develop a bunch of young pretenders who are fighting to become the leaders of their party. That's what happened to the Democrats in the 1990s, and that's what's happened to the Republicans in the subsequent period. So the Republicans have a bunch of young people. None of them have had power, but there are a substantial number of pretenders who we can list the names of. And the Democratic side, not many pretenders, because the incumbents have had so much power.
Well, some may say that the Democrats are playing it safe. They always play it safe. They know who these people are that they have, and they're comfortable with them. I see Connor's throwing his hands up. Oh, okay. And they're comfortable with them. But again, that's, you know, you're in my time. We were comfortable. I know who Chuck Schumer is. I know who Nancy Pelosi is. I know who Joe Biden is. I know who the guy down in Carolina.
Lindsey Graham? No,
the black guy who supported
Biden.
Joe Biden. I forgot his name. But anyway, you know who those guys are, who those women are. And so, but those times, man, we gotta move beyond those times. And we keep talking about giving young people a chance. That's gotta be more than just talk, right?
Well, yeah, power
they did for a moment with Barack Obama. They could say that we did show that we did step back and allow, you know,
right.
one guy, but he was, you know, a little bit different than the rest. He had that old spirit in him, even though he was a young guy.
Well, actually, the people he defeated for his nomination did include some other young folk, and maybe that was another one of those periods where we had a party out of power with a number of pretenders, including Barack Obama. He was, you know, he was very good about bowing out of power when he ended his presidency, and did the sort of the appropriate thing of letting power shift to his successors. But it left a vacuum, and into that vacuum stepped the old names.
You know, Sandy. So this is. An article I was reading this morning is from The Hill, and it says that cracks from the Bidens, from in Biden's Senate Democratic base. Cracks are beginning to form in President Biden's support among Senate Democrats who are becoming less bullish about him running for re-election in 2024. Let me ask you something, Sandy. If Christian Sinema and Joe Manchin had not done what they did, would we be talking about this? Because if Joe Biden was able to get Build Back Better through,
yeah,
would we be talking about this?
I don't know. It would be interesting because, to some extent, the presidency is a personality cult issue, and I think to that, from the standpoint of the personality cult and charisma, Joe Biden comes up short. But from the standpoint of accomplishing things, if you're right, if Manchin and Sinema had not blocked the passage of the couple of other initiatives that had a big impact, there would have been a fair amount that could be pointed at as accomplishments out of the Biden administration. So he would have accomplished a bunch of things,
right,
which were positives. I think he would still possibly fail the cult of the personality issue. Of course, so did Richard Nixon. That man had a negative personality, if any at all. So I think, I don't know if we would be. I think we probably would not be having this conversation.
I think we would not be having this conversation because the safety net that you often reference would have been in place.
Well, some of it would have been in
place. Yeah, not all of it, because Republicans still had...
Well, but I mean, the prongs of what he wanted didn't really complete that safety net. I'm not sure... I was disappointed with how it was addressing, for instance, child daycare, because I think it was a child daycare tax credit rather than a child daycare program. And my concern about tax credits and handing money out is that you can say you're handing it out for a purpose, but whether it gets expended for that purpose is totally outside the control of the government. So I'm much more comfortable. If we want to have child daycare provided by the federal government, then we ought to have child daycare programs funded by the federal government and not having a child daycare
so
tax
what,
credits.
Well, so what we would have had would have been some framework. Whether or not it would have been, you know, completed is another story. But, you know, had those things not been blocked by Sinema and Manchin, the framework would have been there, and he would have gotten credit for that.
Yes. Yeah.
But as it stands now, he doesn't get credit for any of those things. And so now people wonder, well, okay, and we keep forgetting, Sandy, it hasn't even been a full 2 years yet.
Well, I mean, the problem is that the economy, you know, that the incumbent... You know, when it's your incumbent, you could say it's not fair that he's getting treated this
right
way. When it's not your incumbent, you definitely jump on the bandwagon of blaming them for the economic circumstance that is unpleasant during the period. So there's no question that an incumbent will suffer to some extent from the issue of general economic conditions in the country, and I fear that the general economic conditions in this country are not going to be very positive come the 2024 election.
So it could it have been that it didn't matter who would have been the president, the economic conditions we are dealing with right now might have been inevitable, they were going to come regardless?
Yes, I think a lot of the things that have created it were already in motion before. Obviously, Biden didn't create this in the last 2 years. I mean, the pandemic had a lot to do with it. The tariff trade war that Trump initiated had a lot to do with it, and the breakdown of the supply chain. The pandemic, you know, fractured the supply chain, and the war in Ukraine has had a huge international impact.
All right, we've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, Texas, at the same number. Sandy Williams is in the studio. We'll be back.
Baby, Grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hand. hand in grandma's hands. Used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell. Oh, grandma's hands, boy, they really came in handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for